Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Steve-O, we got a bunch of little tidbits to get into. I do want to start with the one piece of news that is, I think, of most interest to me for tonight. The Red Wings actually have a good chance of winning this game tonight on the end of their road trip.
Yeah, they have about the same record, like almost identical. The Stars are 17-17-8. The Red Wings are 17-18-6.
So they just came out away with a point. Obviously, we talked about this the other day, yesterday. Chicago Blackhawks, overtime loss. And everybody seemed to be happy with that one.
I know. Well, we got a point. We are now in last place by ourselves
in
the Atlantic.
Yeah, but you look at the standings.
Exactly. The top three teams make it. And third place is 46 points. And Detroit has 40. There's 6 points out of third. It's so tight.
Well, actually,
at the
you want to look at the conference because it's the top eight teams that make it.
Yeah, but it's the top three in each division, and then two wild cards.
Right.
So,
well, at
you
this
want,
point, I
at
think
this
you
point,
just...
you got to make it in the Atlantic because you're not going to make it in the Metropolitan because they are their third place team is at 57.
But my point is why not just worry about the wild card, the very bottom two places, which they are not that far out of. They're only, what is it, 4 points?
No.
Five?
8 points?
Oh, okay. Well, a little bit
either
more.
Either way. Just get in, right? That's the goal for the Red Wings. Just get in so you can lose in the playoffs.
All right, so that's... okay, you're absolutely right.
I mean, look at the Free Press story yesterday saying how this is the biggest drought ever for Detroit sports teams, and it's not about to get any better.
Well, the Stars do score a lot of goals, but they also give up a lot of goals. They have allowed 127 goals this season, tied for second most in the NHL. So, hopefully they will shell Anthony.
And who's between the pipes tonight for the Red Wings?
Don't you think it would be Kuro tonight?
I think it will be.
I think it will be too.
In a little while.
We'll find out. I mean, they have not made an announcement about it, so. Where do you want to go to next? You want to talk about the NFL, or do you want to talk about Jim Harbaugh, who... obviously, likes to have children, apparently. He's having his seventh, or had
yesterday.
His seventh.
Seventh child yesterday.
Little tiny one, too. 4-pounder.
Wow. Seventh child. He's pretty old, too. He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Just keep having
I got nothing else to say about that.
He just wants to have a full team, maybe. He's only got four more. He'll have 11.
There you go.
Field his own team.
Allen Iverson is going to coach and play in Ice Cube's new 3-on-3 basketball league. I think this is kind of interesting, actually. Apparently, a lot of older and retired players are getting involved, some of which will be playing, others are just going to be coaching. For instance, legends like Gary Payton and George Gervin, they're going to be coaches in this league. 3-on-3 league. Chauncey Billups, Rashard Lewis, Jason Williams also involved and will be playing on the court. I'm interested to see how this goes because, quite frankly, it could be like the senior PGA in a way.
Yeah, it could be, but...
like legend.
Are you going to watch it? We don't even watch the regular NBA now. You're going to watch this?
I might take interest in this.
And are they going to get any kind of TV coverage? They're going to have like their own channel.
Aren't you interested?
It'll be on NBA TV.
Don't you think it would be fun to watch 3-on-3, though? I mean,
if Michael Jordan's playing,
it's
maybe?
Almost like playground basketball at its finest.
Is Magic playing?
I don't know. I think that's
pretty
coming.
Cool.
I think they're working on it.
And all this, you mentioned something about the NBA. The same day, the Pistons have to go to Golden State.
Yeah.
So good luck there.
Yeah, that's enough on that, but that's like a foregone conclusion, isn't it?
I would think so.
Let's see. Let's real tidbit here. I wanted to talk about Floyd Mayweather Jr. counters Conor McGregor's money demands. I definitely would love to see this fight. I think if they are in a boxing ring, I think Conor McGregor is probably going to get killed. But if they're fighting in a UFC ring, I think he would whoop Floyd Mayweather. I really do.
I don't.
He gets him on the ground. Are you kidding me?
Maybe.
He would crush him.
I don't know.
So
I think Mayweather.
Conor McGregor's most recent demand: $100 million purse for the match, and they countered with $15 million and a cut of the pay per view, which could be huge.
Could be. Yeah.
But wow. $100 million is way up there. That's a lot of money.
I like the $15 million and a cut of the pay per view, as long as it's like a good cut, though.
Yeah. Right. The back end.
I mean, because they don't get paid enough for doing this anyway.
Right.
Come on.
Well, that's another story. All right, so let's take a break, and then when we come back, we got a little bit more NHL news to talk about and a bunch of little tidbits from the NFL, too. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back with the second half here on the Outdoor Show.
Dessert and appetizer.
Time for the second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Big time deal going on right now just for the month of January if you're interested in becoming a new member on the Heritage Course. Well, they got a great
singles
deal for you.
$7.95, but the best deal is couples for $9.95, less than $500 a piece. Couples. That is a great deal.
Play as much golf as you want on the Heritage Course, and to take advantage of it, make a phone call now, 225-0721, and tell them that Adam and Steve sent you in there for this special January deal. All right, so let's get to a couple little tidbits.
One quick tidbit that I thought was funny yesterday. Jim Furyk's been named the Ryder Cup captain, okay? Mm-hmm. The new Ryder for the United States.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
The sports guy that said it yesterday said, a role many still believe is about as essential as a snowplow driver in sunny South Florida.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I mean, really, what do you...
He might have a point. Well, he is intricately, obviously, involved picking the rest of the team.
Yeah, he picks the rest of the team, and, you know, he's played well in this, but it's not that hard.
There's some strategy of who you match up with, who you match up to,
is.
So I actually disagree with that statement.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of an overdramatic...
it's pretty...
It is funny, though. It was just for affect more than anything.
Yes.
Let's talk about a little bit on Ovechkin real quick here. He got his 1,000th point last night. 1,000 points. Alex Ovechkin.
Still never won a Stanley Cup.
No, he hasn't. But the cool thing was it was in Washington in a home game, and it was against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. 5-2 victory, and I believe it was... Quite it. I didn't see the clip of it yet, but I heard it was just a sick goal. Just a toe drag snipe against Marc-Andre.
I haven't seen it yet either.
So, yeah. I guess it was so loud in there, and then they just started just chanting, O-V, O-V.
That's pretty cool.
He's a great player.
1,000 points. That's awesome.
Yeah, he kind of thought about it before the game, he said, and everybody's here, and it would be nice to get the 1,000th one at home. And that's what he did. So, parents and brother in attendance from Russia.
Cool.
From the motherland. Let's see. Let's go to the NFL.
Yes.
You want to talk about the Chargers first?
The Chargers are going to Los Angeles.
Which is ridiculous. I think this is stupid.
The stupid part is they're going to play in a college stadium the next 2 years that only seats 30,000 people. I mean, can't they work something out to stay in San Diego 2 more years? I know San Diego doesn't want them. They probably don't want a lame duck team there, but at least you could get more than 30,000 people to go to the game.
Why don't they try to go to, like, Pasadena and play in the Rose Bowl for a couple years?
I don't know. Probably
you know
cost too much money. But the funny part is, I didn't realize this. It's the second team going into the same building with the Rams. That stadium is going to cost $2.66 billion. Okay?
Out of hand.
$2.66 billion.
Out of hand.
I mean, the Cowboys, who have this incredible stadium, is only $1.1 billion.
That's out of control.
What are they doing in this stadium?
I don't know.
Billion.
It must be because of the real estate. Cost has to be a huge part of it. Must be a lot more expensive than the real estate in Dallas.
And they said they're going to have 2 home locker rooms.
Okay.
So, I mean, each one of these teams is going to have their own locker room, which they're probably going to make ridiculous for each one, I would think, you know, with weight rooms and all that kind of stuff in there. Who knows?
Yeah, this is just dumb. I really wish they would stay in San Diego. It's such a cool town.
56
years. They've always been there. I don't know.
56 years after 1 year in Los Angeles before they went there.
That the ownership of the San Diego Chargers, or the Chargers now.
Spanos, yes.
They have to pay $500 million to relocate the team to the NFL.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. I mean, can we not like make a stadium in San Diego for, you know, twice that instead of paying $500 million to relocate and then spending another $2.6
billion? Oh, it's actually $550 million.
Okay.
And it's over 10 years, so $55 million a year for 10 years.
All right, let's move on. We spent enough time on this. The New York Giants, did you hear about their plane ride?
No.
It was delayed because they trashed the plane they chartered. Trashed it.
Was OBJ throwing punches
in
the
walls
there?
I don't know if it was him,
or
I guess it was a whole bunch of players, but they just absolutely trashed it, and I guess it reeked of alcohol, and that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, and he's getting called out nationally by his punter now.
Tell me about this. I didn't hear about
this. He has to harness his passion. The punter. But I guess the punter and him are good friends. Brad Wing.
It's still...
But I mean, it's a punter. You're getting called out by a punter. Punters aren't even football players. There's a guy that comes to the Big Boy that tells me that all the time. Punters aren't even football players.
I would disagree there. I think they're just as important, almost,
They are pretty important.
As a place
kicker. Except they can't tackle.
Well, some of them can.
Yeah, one out of 32, two out of 32 maybe can tackle.
Quickly, you got 30 seconds to say what's going on with Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson, Rodgers, he has not been ruled out. But,
sorry.
But Rodgers' statement was, we're aiming to win this weekend so we can then get Jordy Nelson back. Well, one more week, his ribs are going to be okay? I could see maybe if they make it to the Super Bowl, that'd be 4 weeks of healing. They're still going to be broken, but they're not. They'll be healed somewhat, I would think.
Are you done?
Yeah, I am.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
Bunter's not a part.
The Outdoors Show.